you ever play, ever had to play against a frontline guy who had a double-double on you last year for a different team?
No, have not.
What kind of player is he?
He's good. He's a real good player. He's got a real unique skill set to be that powerful. You know, he can put it on the deck. He can go either way. And he runs the floor. Tenacious offensive rebounder. And he's coming off the bench.
Yeah, then you got another guy in Joseph who some of your guys have played against here in Minnesota, too.
Yeah.
Real good scorer.
Well, he's playing really well. I mean, he's great in transition, but he's also really good in half court. You know, he can get his own shot. You know, he moves well without the ball. He's great at the point of the press with his length and his quickness and his anticipation. He's playing extremely well.
Some of the guys are saying that Oregon reminded him a lot of what you guys like to do. Do you kind of get that sense watching them on film that they seem similar to you?
Well, you know, they're going to push it on makes and misses, and they're going to change defenses, and they spread the ball around and do a really good job being unselfish. So I think, you know, a lot of similarities there.
Michigan State's another team that they compared them to.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair comparison. I mean, Michigan State probably doesn't change defenses as much as they do. You know, they stick with the man-to-man a little bit more. They're so good at it. But, again, a lot of versatility offensively.
Do you expect a real up-and-down game?
I do.
They like to run?
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams like to play the same way. We're going to go, and they're going to go, and I think it'll be that kind of game. You know, sometimes you kind of go into the game with that idea, and then as it moves on, sometimes it slows down a little bit depending upon time and score. So that's always a possibility.
Could come down then to transition and turnovers.
Well, yeah, it comes down to taking care of the ball, getting good shot opportunities, and you know, understanding the situation.
How much does this help your team? A fairly young team, be practicing and playing games.
I think it's wonderful.
Gives you a head start the next year.
It's terrific, and you know, and we had talked about it. You know, the NIT is obviously where we wanted to be since we weren't going to be in the NCAA tournament, but I just think it's important to keep playing. You know, we would have probably played in the CBI if we had an opportunity to do that. Because I just think to get these guys out here and play more games and practice and, you know, have the opportunity to grow and develop. I mean, when you look at the guys that are playing and what they're doing and how they're producing, you know, it's obviously with our eye toward next year.
Zach seems to be adjusting his game to compensate for maybe his lack of height in the post. What ways have you seen him grow, not only this year, but in the 2 years you've had?
Well, he's grown in every area. I mean, offensively, he's much more effective in the post. And I think that's a result of the fact that we've kept him there. We didn't move him around like we did last year. That's difficult for a freshman. He's gotten stronger and he's smarter. He thinks the game extremely well. And really, the only time he's had trouble this year is when he's gotten an early foul trouble. I think that's a key for him.
How do you have him adjust? He continue to be aggressive, but a lot of times he'll put his shoulder down kind of into the defender. And then.
Yeah, that just comes with experience, and he's getting better. I mean, he's got to cut down on those cheap fouls and stay on the floor. And what that does is it helps our team, but it also helps his confidence level.
Is Eric getting any better? I mean, or trying to work his way back into routine?
He's a lot healthier. Yeah, you know, it's just a situation where, you know, Josh has played extremely well. Marble's played extremely well. And so it's limited his minutes a little bit, but he's ready to go.
How's his mentality?
Great. He's phenomenally professional.
Yeah, Devin Archie wasn't here the other night. Decided to cash it in?
He's got some family issues he's dealing with back home, so that's where he is.
The distance, did that factor in at all as far as making the decision to leave tomorrow as opposed to usually? I know you'd leave.
Well, we wouldn't leave on Saturday for a 2 o'clock game out there with a time change, I don't think. I mean, the only time you would do things like that is based on academic schedules. We don't have that issue this week. We're on break. So we had even talked about possibly going out today. And actually, it's not even been completely finalized yet, what we're doing. So I'm still waiting on that.
There's a play in the first half the other night where Aaron had the ball and he threw it to Mark behind the back and he hit it through. Do they have the freedom to do that? Or would you just
see
a bounce pass? Or was that okay with
you? You know what? That situation dictated that pass. You know, and I trust Aaron to make those kinds of decisions. I mean, you don't obviously want a whole lot of that going sideways on you. But, I mean, the way he was standing when he caught the ball and the quickest way to get it to Dev was to throw it behind his back, so he did it. That always helps, but, yeah, it makes it, you know, obviously a better play, but the reality is by getting it to him quicker, he had more time to shoot the ball.
The energy from the other night is with the big guys running, but also Bryce being on point with his passing. How critical is that?
Well, he's been phenomenal, really. I mean, the key also is, you know, not only were his assists up, his turnovers were down. So obviously his decision-making was spectacular. When he's playing like that, we're so much better.
Come out of that game okay health-wise?
Yeah, just nicked up a little bit. It's that, you know, we played a lot of games. We've got a couple guys a little sore, but we'll be fine.
Mel had, like, stomach thing in the first?
Yeah, he was gone for about the last 4 minutes of the first half. Yeah, and to his credit, he was great in the second half. He just plowed through it.
Pretty good 14 minutes for him when you look at the stats.
Yeah, you know, because he wasn't available for the last four of the first half. And really, the only reason I took him out in the second half, he's playing great. He just got tired. I would have left him in.
I understand if you guys went to Washington, wouldn't you just stay?
We'll just stay out there, yeah.
Because you would play Tuesday, right?
Right.
Is that a new experience for the guys? It's almost a professional thing.
Yeah, you know, you do those kinds of things in tournament situations. You just have to adjust to it. I mean, everybody's in the same boat.
I mean, it'd be crazy to fly 4 hours back and then four hours back.
And I think if we won and Northwestern won, I think we would just fly right to Chicago probably.
Yeah. So let's talk about Andrew Brimer's contributions. He's not seen a ton of minutes. Talking to some of his teammates, it seems like he's...
His attitude has been tremendous. He's ready when we need him. He comes in and helps us. He's not making mistakes, and he's been phenomenal in practice. So I'm really proud of him and happy for him. I'm happy he's having this kind of senior year.
What tough has this been on Eric May, too? I mean, dealing with these back issues and all this.
You know what? I'm sure it's been tough on him, but he handles it incredibly well. I mean, his attitude is never wavers. Just a great teammate and a great leader, great worker, and we need him. He'll be there.
When he took off on that baseline dunk, do you think he looked like his normal self on it?
Yeah, I mean, we ran that play for him.
It got
there a little quicker than he thought, and he just couldn't quite get it in. But I mean, he was up there.
How's Bryce doing health-wise? He was on the floor a lot.
Seems to be doing just fine. Yeah, I think he's okay. I mean, he got hit in the jaw at one time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably hurting him the worst.
You hit Gaten's in the jaw when he came out of the game. I thought maybe you hurt him.
No, you can't hurt him.
No. Were you wanting Aaron to wait and let Matt have his cameo? Or like you took them both out and like Aaron's coming out?
Yeah, you know, in retrospect, I probably should have just taken Matt out and left Aaron in. But he was a little sore, so I wanted to get him off the floor, too.
You're not very good on those, letting the other teams take the last shot of the game either. They keep hitting them on you.
Yeah, but I just don't want them going anywhere near anybody to foul them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.